You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy.
Fighting in the middle of the altar.
Today's Daf Masechet Nidah is Daf Yotet, brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim, and we're at the Halakha Mishnah. So as we introduced the Mishnah yesterday, discussing the various types of damim, we talked about four mini damim. Our Mishnah today opens up with Chamisha damim, but it turns out there's really only four, and one is a variation. So Chamisha damim tmeim b'isha, there are five bloods that are tamei. Ha'adom v'hashachor. Now we're going to see that shachor is actually not a new color of dam, but it means that it's coagulated and older blood. So actually, the red, black, keren charkom, exactly what that is, there's two possibilities. Keren charkom means the shine that comes off of charkom. Now, the problem is that charkom comes in hundreds of varieties.
So it's difficult.
They translate, I think, it's crocus.
Crocus.
Right? It's a flower, but the problem is that the very little of it is reddish. There's purple, there's yellow, there's green, there are varieties of red. But anyway, so Rashi says the Keren Charkom. I actually just looked it up. I saw in the Golan that there's apparently a lot of red Charkom, so maybe that's why. But in any event, it's a type of red, and either it means the shine from it, like carnei panav of mushroom, you know, or it means the color that you get out of the overall sense of the corner of a garden of charkom. So that over there you have this intense overall shine from a distance, more of an impressionist color. And kimeme adama, which we're going to talk about, but it's a mixture of particular ground from Beit HaKerem in water, and the Gemara is going to talk about what proportions and so on. And echemazu, red wine that is mixed with water. So these are different shades of red. Some are more intense also, some are less intense. And Beit Shammai omrim, af kimeme tiltan, and kimeme basar tzli. If you boil up fenugreek in water, you also get a coloration similar to one of the colors of dam. And also, if you take the drippings of basar that you have on the grill, those drippings that have a red tint is also considered to be dam tamei in that color. Betilel or metari. How about hayarok? How about blood that is yellow? Akavi ben mahalalel metamei vechachamim metari. Omer Rabbi Meir, in eno metamei mishum ketem, at least metamei mishum mashke. Now, this is a very strange statement. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly Rabbi Meir was trying to say with this, but he's apparently saying that it should have a dam at least, legabe kumes mashkin, even if it doesn't have a dam, legabe nides. I don't know why he would bring in ketem. That, of course, the Gemara is going to look at that. Rabbi Meir, the other siyamer, lokach, lokach, neither. It's simply not metame at all. When we talk about Dam Adom, and we didn't give any reference to how you would see that color, when we're talking about Dam Adom, we mean Kedam Hamake, which also the Gemara is going to have to explain what that means. But it means the blood that would come from a wound. Shachor. The Shachor is like a Keret. It's like that dried ink black. And again, the Gemara is going to go into what exactly that means. Amok Mikan Tame Dea Mikan Tahor. If it's a deeper color, then it's tamei. But if it's lighter than the above, it would be tar. When we talk about keren charkom, we're talking about kevorur shebo, talking about dafka. There are some leaves that are extremely reddish, and those are the leaves that we're referring to. Again, we're going to get to it in the Gemara. When we're talking about meme adama, we're talking about adama from Beit HaKerem, which had a particular tinge. And what you do is you bring a whatever amount you want, put it at the bottom of a glass, and then made safe mayim, you put in enough water that it just goes above the level of the dirt, and then we'll see that you muddy it up and you get the coloration that you're looking for. When we're talking about kemazug, we're talking about wine, which is two parts water to one part wine, and we're talking about yayin hasharoni, with the normal wine that they have in the Sharon. Okay, the Gemara will expand on all of these, and obviously we're making a tremendous assumption here, and that is that blood is defined as specific color as opposed to content. And that is something Gemara's going to have to learn from Psukim.
What do we mean by dam?
What we mean by the word dam, that's Matan and Benitez. Ask the Gemara, who gives you the right to say that there is such thing as dam that is tahor? Right? Why isn't bleeding tummy, period? Why do I have a right to define exactly the color that I'm going to consider to be tummy and a color that I'll consider to be tahor? Minolam de'ika dam tahor be'isha. Who's to say, Dilma kodam da atiminatame? Maybe any bleeding that's uterine bleeding is tummy. Omar Rabbi Chava bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Hoshaya, Omar Kroki Palei Nimchad Aval HaMishpat, Bein Dam LaDam. Now, what do you think that means? It says over here, when you are confused about what to do, about different types of dam, go up El HaMakom HaShem Yifchar HaShem Elokecha. So now, I mean, that implies that you're confused as to whether this is dam tahor or whether it's dam tameh. So it must be dam tahor. No, how could it mean that? Says the Gemara. I mean, it lists other things in this pasuk. It says bein dam la dam. It also says bein nega la naga. So tell me what that means. Is there such a thing as a nega that's tahor? Is that what you want to say it means? Ochinami bein nega tameh, no nega tahor. V'chitem ochinami. Maybe. Why not? Maybe there are certain negayim that are certainly tahorim, aren't there? So, you're going to try to tell me that it's true and not true. Because nega tahor mi'ika. There is no such thing as a tahor nega, is there? V'chitem, of course there is. What do you mean? Kulo afach lavan. So, kulo afach lavan, it says tahor. So, that's be nega la naga. There are negayim to be him, negayim tahorim. No, the Torah does not refer to that. Once it's kulo afach lavan, it calls it boak. Because where the Torah wants to differentiate between a nega that is tummy and a nega that's tar, it says boaku, as if to say, but not a nega. So therefore, there's no such thing. So therefore, what are you going to say the meaning of be nega la nega means? It's types. You're saying you have a confusion about different types of the glam. Let's say about nige adam, about nige begadim, about nige batim. That's the point. So whatever the issue would be about those things, go up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Lishkat HaGozit, and ask. But they're all tame. It's just you have arguments about these areas of dinim. So maybe that's the same thing over here. Bein dam doesn't mean an argument about whether it's dam tohor or dam tame. It's the arguments about the dinim of dam, whether that dam would be dam nida or dam ziva, any of those fields of dam. So you have a machlokes, but all of the dam referred to might be tamei. Right? So here too, that's the pshat kulam tamei. No, how could that be? I mean, look, if it means you want to tell me over there be nega la nega, and you're satisfied with that pshat, there's good reason to be satisfied with it, because all of the various issues that you raised, you want to say whether we're talking about nega adam, or we're talking about nega begadim, or we're talking about nega batim. Fine, because there are in fact machlokasin, where we can continue to define the Zaken Mamre, which is where we go on to talk about the guy refuses to accept what the Beis Din says. And we know that in each one of those sugyas, we have very important machlokas in. So let's talk about Benigay Adam, okay? Benigay Adam, it might be the famous machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbanan, because as it says in the Mishnah, the Tanan, Im Baheret Kodem Leser Lavan Tamei. So if first the gentleman in question gets a baharat, and now the shaila is there siman tuma? So now the sa'ar in the nega turns white. Okay, so that is considered to be a siman tuma. But if the sa'ar lavan appears before the baharat, then it's not a siman tuma. So then it's tar. What's the difference of safek? The safek is that it's tame. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the safek is ke'ah. Meaning, Omar Rabba Keha means that the nega has gotten lighter, so to speak. Just like the Torah speaks about what happens if it begins to be midrapeh. So it lightens, so it's tahor. That's what it means to say. You have a machlokas there. The Zaken Mamre maybe doesn't want to accept the din like the Chachamim. A weaker. Keha means it's weak, diluted. A nega is very white. So as the nega goes, is that what you mean? It's dim. Because a dim, it means dimmed. So the gabe and the gabe and nega, it's less white.
So it's not as severe.
And not as severe, because the more white it is, the more severe the night. But the point over here isn't literally darkness. It means taibut. So it's happened. And you have the same kind of type of machlokas, you have nigei batim. What would be the machlokas over there? That the Zakin Mamre would disagree with it. The pluk of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbanan. The time. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. When it comes to nigei batim, what do we mean? Maybe the Zakin Mamre argues in the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. The time. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. The olam in abayit tamei, achi yira'e kishnei grisin, al shnei avanim. He darshans from the Pasuk, as we're going to see. The Pasuk mentions Kir and it mentions Kirot. Therefore, he tainas the only way that you could have a nega in a bayit is if you have a shear of a nega, which is a kigris, plus another shear of a nega on the other wall. And they're connected. So in other words, it goes around the corner. Which means that ultimately would have to be orcho kishnei grisim v'orcho kigris. It's as long as two gris, and it's as wide as one gris. That gives you two shiurim of a gris of a nega. Where does that come from? That comes from the pasuk. My time up. The Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. In the one hand, the pasuk writes v'ra'ata nega, and it says over there that the nega is bekir. And on the other hand, it says inei nega bekirot habayit. So which one is it? K'tiv kir, k'tiv kirot. Must be a kir shukishnei kirot. What is that? The keren zavit. In the corner, the meeting place of the two walls, you have this shear. Okay? The chachamim don't accept this. So there's very fertile grounds for machlokas. Suppose the Zakei Mamre insists, paskin like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Nigei begadim. Also machlokas. You have Rabbi Yochanan ben Avtumas in the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonatan ben Avtumas, how do we know that just like by a human, if the nega covers the entire body, it becomes tahor, that the same thing is true about begadim. Minayin leprichat begadim ki tahorah. Nemar karachat vegabachat begadim. Venemar karachat vegabachat beadam. I mean, it's very, very strange to apply the word karachat and gabachat to a beged. Karachat and gabachat has to do with baldness. Whether it's from the front or the middle of the head forward or backwards, different types of male baldness patterns are karachat and gabachat. Now we start talking about a beged, that a beged has bekarachto, begabachto, but what is that supposed to mean? So, okay, we explain to me it's an older beged, a new beged, said the fluff of the beged has gotten worn down. So, but, I mean, it's an unusual word. And, in fact, we learn a gezeirah shavah, that just like it says, karachat begabachat ba'adam, and the din over there is, mala alan, by odam, parach bekulo tahor, afkanami parach bekulo tahor. So the rabbanan disagree with that, whatever. But let's say over here you want to apply the same meaning, bein dam ladam, should mean whether they were arguing about dam nida, or they were arguing about dam ziva, what were they arguing in? But my plikin. What are they arguing in? Unless there's lamaisa reference over here to different types of dam. And in fact, we see in our Mishnah, there are different types of dam. So we have a machlokas. As a matter of fact, the sugya in Sanhedrin says that beinam ladam means that they're arguing, let's say, a machlokas and kavya b'malal and the chachamim. What is the din of dam yarok, for instance? But that means, by definition, that there must be dam that's tahor. I mean, otherwise, why are they arguing it? Okay, so it means, therefore, that we see from here there's definitely such a thing as dam, and it's dam that would be tahor, and there might be a machlokas with the Zakin Mamre and the Chachomi. Okay, so now we know that there's such a thing. But how do we know which color is a tahor and which color is a tamei? All you've shown me is that it's clear that there is such a thing as dam that's tahor. Now you've come up with four types of dam. I mean, you say five, but turn it up. There's going to be four types of dam that are tahor. Where does that tame? Where does that come from? Amr Abi Abu. Well, let's analyze each color. We have the story in which it says beferish vayishkimu baboker vayiru mo'av mineged et hamayim adumim kadam. Okay, means that the Torah refers to blood as red. Lameimra, yeah, it's a remez. Lameimra the dam adom. Maybe it means only adom and anything else not. Eim adom vetulo. Omre ve'abo. Well, first of all, we need to have some type of structure. We've shown that there's such a thing as dam that's tahor. Now, let's take a look, because obviously there's many different levels. I mean, we may be able to identify 300 different levels of reddish dam, lamasha. We need to find somewhere where the Torah tells us what exactly to distinguish. And we do find such an indication in two places where the Torah speaks of the dameha of Anita. So Yigil Tat Bekar Dameha. So Dameha obviously is a lotion of two minimum. And that's the most, of course, that we can learn out from it. And we also have Mimikor Dameha, Vatiara Mimikor Dameha, which means another two. So that means together we have four colors that we should be looking for that are either we can find an indication to in the Torah or clear that this would be the most reasonable to come under the category of normal dam. Wait a minute, I thought, didn't the Mishnah say five? Hanan Kamishat Tanan. Om Rebbe Chanina, yeah, it does, but the truth is there's four Mar'ot Dam. Black is not a Mar'ot of Dam, it's just that it was once red. So if it turned Shachar, then that's a simon that it was Adom. Elishalaka, it became now oxygenated and turned into a scab or a hard piece, and now it's black. Tanan Amehachi, Shachar Kecheret. We're talking about the dark. We mean that it has to be dark, like the piece that you use to make the dio. How do they translate keret, by the way?
Sediment of
pink. Not much. Okay. Anyway, anybody who's been to a sofer, see, that's actually what the Gemara explains is what it means. That we've mixed our ingredients. They've already become ink, because you can do other things with the same ingredients. You dry it, and you have basically a solid that is very dark. It's like a crystal. You break it open to get a shiny color of a black, dark black. And that's really what the Gemara is going to explain, referring to over here. So if it's darker than that, a mokamikan, it's tamay. If it's deyamikan, if it's the same tone, but it's lighter, then it would be afil kechol. Tahor, even if it's like a navy blue they use for the eyeshadow, it would be tahor. But when we say this, here's the point that we're quoting, that's the brayta, this that we say is black is lo mitchila tohu mashkir. It's not that it started this way. It started with being red, like blood. Then when it was ne'akar, it turned dark. Mishne'akar, mashkir. Look, this happens all the time. You get a wound. It's very red and bloody. And then gradually turns into a dark scab. So kishneka rumashir, that is what we're referring to. But be'etzem, from the pasuk, we're only learning out four different colors. Beit Shammai omrim af ki be'me tiltan. So now I'm confused. I mean, if Beit Shammai darshins the pasuk the way we do with domeh domeh, so then how can we add another color? We're limited really to four colors. So v'letu le Beit Shammai domeh domeh arekan arba. Well, maybe they don't. No, it could be that this is a Kabbalah that they have. It could be that they have another remez in the pasuk. I mean, who's to say this is the only makor for what it is that we would distinguish as being done? Maybe they don't. Or maybe they do. But look, I mean, we just said that Rabbi Chanin explained, how did we add black? We said we're not adding it. We're simply saying that this is a decayed dam. But it started off as real dam. So maybe the same thing over here. Didn't we just say that Milo Amar Bechanin Shachor is really Adom Ela Shalaka? So maybe that's all that Beit Shammai is saying over here. That there's also Meimei Tiltan is what happens to blood if it's exposed to air of some type or water or whatever. So it turns into this Tiltan color. Ubei Tilil, Mitarin. What is the point of adding that? I mean, we started off by saying there's only four. Beit Shammai says there's five. So now Beit Hillel is coming along and saying, no, actually we don't. I mean, we said that. You're just repeating the Tanakhama. So Hina Tana Kama, why do you need to repeat that? Ah, not necessarily. Ika Binah, there is a difference. The difference would be Li Tulot. Because what the Tana Kama is saying, that all I'm telling you is that there's five, four plus one, colors of dam that are real, those are real dam. Anything else, I'm not sure about. Okay, so if you're not sure about it, so we would have to be Taylor to a Tyrus. And according to many, she would be Asura Labala if we're not sure. Gamzar Beselzin, do not worry about that. That is Tahar, completely. Hayarok, Akavya ben Malal Metame, continue the Mishnah. So what about Akavya? Where did he get the din that there's a fifth, meaning a sixth, including the Adom? Let Akavya Damea Damea Arekan Arba'a. Indeed, is it what's possible that Letlay, maybe not, maybe he has some other posik or something, or maybe he has a local majority tonight. Viboy Dema Itlay, maybe he does, but in the same way that Rabbi Hanina said that Shachor is really red, Elishalaka, maybe that's all Akavya ben Mahalal is saying when it comes to Yarok. It's a yellow that has lost some of its red coloration, and now it looks more yellow, which is Yarok. Vechachomim Etarin. Uh-oh, they did it again. We started off with the Chachonim. Again, that's the Tana Kama. And again, we'll have to say the Nafkamin is, according to the Tana Kama, he was only giving a list of the Vadai blood, and the Chachonim were saying, no. It's not a question of Sofet. Totally Torah. Then we had this rather opaque statement, forgive the pun, of Rabbi Meir, when he talks about, well, if Zaka Mitame, we should get them, we should be Mitame, Mishum Mashke, what does that mean? On Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you what it means. It means that basically Rabbi Meir is saying that I really agree completely with the Akavya ben Mahalal, okay? But I feel that you, the Chachamim, are missing the boat to some extent. Yorad Rabbi Meir l'shitat Akavya ben Mahalal, and personally he was metame this done. And what he was saying to the Rabban was like this. How come to the Rabban? Look, I can understand that if you've got a yellow coloration on her clothing, okay, then I understand it's not going to be considered to be a keter. Why? There's lots of other colors that are that color. It's not strikingly bloody. So understand, it could be, I don't know, a yellow popsicle. Who cares? But if you know that this blood is coming from her uterus, so why would you say it isn't done? That's what I'm saying. So, if you're telling me you're not going to be Batamit, we shouldn't get them, fine. But to tell me Zadam at all, that I don't understand. So, Bishleim to say Amona, if it's found on an article of clothing, Lo Mitam Ito. But Echadekach, as Yadam Yarok Bigufa, you see this blood coming out of her. It's not coming from anywhere else. So, why wouldn't it be Tami? Says the Gemara, that can't be what he means. Why would, look what he says. What is mashke? Since when does mashke mean blood dripping out of her? That's crazy. He should have said, no? You don't want to say it's a ketam. Just say, okay, but if she's roya dam nidus, what are you talking about mashke for? No, I can't mean that. I'll tell you, maybe it means like this. Let's say, okay, I understand that if initially the coloration tends more towards the yellow, you're not going to be Batami. But if you see that initially it was Dam Adom, and then after that you have Dam Yarok, so then Titame, what has happened over here is that this Dam should be no different than Mashke. You know what Mashke I mean? The Mashke of a Zav and a Zav. So let's say, a Zav. This woman becomes a Zava. And now she spits at somebody. She's going to be Batame. Mashka Zav. So why wouldn't this be Mashka of a Zav? Mashka of a Nida? I understand. Right, you're saying, no, this is garnished. But why is it garnished? If she was a Nida before, she was a Zava before, why wouldn't this be Matame Mishu Mashka at least? Because remember, the normal, if you're saying, it's not dam. So you're saying, okay, so it's not dam. So then it's not gonna be something that's tummy. She's already tummy. But I want to know now whether if this liquid touches someone, is it considered to be mashka azov? It makes it like an avatuma, not like something that she touched.
Any liquid from her body.
Well, We're saying it's not really any liquid. We're going to see. No, we're going to see. There are certain things that are called mashkazov, okay, such as spit, urine. And here we're asking, we're attempting to explain now that Rebbe Meir means, even though it's not dam, it should at least be the equivalent of spit, be the equivalent of urine, which would be metame. And therefore, why are you saying that it's bichlal? You're saying it's not metame, be meida, that at least it's mashke. And the Rabbanan respond, what do you mean? How is it mashke? The makor of mashke azov is from kiyarok azov. Kiyarok azov tells us anything that's similar to rok, but rok doesn't drip out. Rok is mitagel v'yotzei. It first gathers together, which is like urine. That is something that I understand. That's going to be a mashke, as defined in terms of the dinim of Zavanida. Mashenkin, over here you have blood dripping out. Things that drip out are not considered to be mashke. We have no reason to be metamidim, mishum mashke azav. So ma rok mitagel v'yotze, of course mitagel v'yotze, la fuke, dripping blood, which is not mitagel v'yotze. Ooh, that is a real hit. So then he offers shapik, I'm the Rabbi Meir. Then there's no way Rebbe Meir would have ignored that. So then you must have misunderstood Rebbe Meir. Then that can't be what it means. Okay, let's try a third attempt. Lahavi kemashke in terms of Hechsher's Rayim. That's what he's saying. In other words, you're telling me this is not done. The only bekor that we have for the mashke that are metame are things that the Torah considers to be like mine. Because it says kiipo, it has to be daf kiipo mayim. Okay, so if it says alor tishpachenu gamayim, if they're remozim, but something is considered to be like mayim, fine. So then enochinam, it'll be metami. So why won't this at least be considered to be the equivalent of the same type of blood, which is considered to be one of the primary mashkin, which if it falls on an apple or on zroyim, and then something tamei touches it, it'll be metami. So Gabi Hechsher, you're saying it's not included in Dam. So what is it? Give it another name. Okay, but that other name would mean it wouldn't be Makshir Zeroyim either. I'm telling it at least be made it's Makshir Zeroyim. That's the point. Say the Rabbanan, no. Because how do we know that the Torah considers it to be a Mashkin? Because it says in the Torah that Dam Chalalim Yishteh. Dam chalalim yishteh is the equivalent of yavol of mayim yitma. So that means this is what you drink. Okay, obviously it's a metaphor, but the idea is that the Torah is comparing it, meanwhile, to mayim. The lekka. This is not dam chalalim. It's not dam chalalim in any sense. So therefore, what's your havamina? Ooh, that's true. What's the havamina? Yochi Shapikem Rabban Rabbi Meir, he must have a makor then, if that's what he's trying to say. Indeed, he does. He's telling them, Alaki Kamalu, why do you say that your only boker is Dam Chalalim Yishteh? Why don't you learn it from Gzeira Shava? It says, on the one hand, when it's referring to Anida, so it says, Shalachayich Pardes Rimonim. What does that mean? That we learn out that which comes out of your body, your dam nidais, makes you into a sealed orchard where your husband will not enter. So it's the name, Benos Yisrael, are like Gan Na'ul, same idea. They're locked up during their nidais. And we know that the Torah uses that word sholeach in terms of water, because it says beferish, sholeach mayim al pnei chutzot. That means that water and that which comes of a woman are similar. So therefore, why don't you say that it's at least a mashke? That's Rebbe Meir's taina. That's a little bit of a strange taina, because we are not comparing it to what comes of a woman. We're comparing it to what comes of a woman that's metame the woman. That makes her into a nida, that causes her to turn into a pardes rimonim, where she locks the gates. So what's that? So what's the kasha then? Right? All the Rishonim are bothered by this. We don't see such a thing in the Gemara that you're going to now reinterpret the pasuk so it doesn't mean what it's saying, and then learn it to mean that anything that is shelachayah, even when it's not pardes rimonim. There's some very strange answers about this. The Rabbeinu Tam actually understands that to mean that since it's a concept of Shelach Hayach, once the woman defines herself with real dam, then everything that comes out afterwards is Shelach Hayach. And it's included in the original Tumah Pates Rimonim, and therefore it should be included under Mayim, which, woo, there's an outcry against that. Rabbi, that's really reading the Pulsic in a very strange way, but anyway, that's what he wants to say, that Enoch Inami, if she was Raya Dam that was yellow initially, Rabbi Meir is not suggesting it would be Matami Mishum Mashka. He's only saying if she's Raya, this Dam, which is yellow after she was Raya, real Dam that you're made it to, so then this Dam should be a Mashka, to be Mashras as Raya, which everybody tells you, whoever is such a thing, that the context of when it comes is that which defines it as a mashka, not. Okay, but anyway, I'm just raising it so that you should see when it needs to be properly explained. Answers the Rabbanan to him, V'Rabbanan, Adam dan kal v'chomer me'atzmo, but ain't Adam dan gzera shava me'atzmo. The idea over here, obviously this is not a real gzera shava, yeah? This couldn't be halacha l'moshe mi'sina. Because the pasuk didn't exist, this pasuk is from Shir HaShirim. But what are we saying? Ein Adam Dan Gzera Shavim. She needs to be bekabel at Halakha L'moshe Mi'Sinai when the pasuk didn't exist. At Halakha L'moshe Mi'Sinai. So it's what it seems to be saying is that in the same way that we understand that the nature of Gzera Shavim is always not something that is a literary device. It's like Kambola. In which case, by definition, you're unable to expand any. If it's a Gilui Milta Be'alma, fine. But it's not a Gilui Milta. You're trying to actually learn from the way that the Torah uses words. That is a literary concept. It's not a Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSfarim. And you cannot learn a halacha from a literary idea. And therefore, in Abdan Gzera Shavim Yatzim was a very beautiful way to describe this situation precisely. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, says Rabbi Yossi Omer, lokak, that it's not going to be mashka, and it's not going to be a, well, what in the world is he adding over here? We started off with the Tanna Kamma completely ignoring this yellow color. Tanya's Rabbi Meir, well, at least a little bit is for Tanna Mashka, says Rabbi Yossi, no, neither. The Chachomim said neither, up front, that's how we started. So why now are we raising the question, I don't understand. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Aren't Tanna Kamma? But Hakamasha Man Tanna Kamma Rabbi Yossi. That's the point. We need to identify the Tanna Kamma over here, and you should know the Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Yossi. It's important to know this because Kalo Amer Davar B'Shem Omrom Mevigi Ulal Olam. Therefore, when we discover the Tanna Kamma is, we will insert it into the Mishnah. Then we said Ezehu Adom again, a very opaque language. What is it? Red kedam hamakan. What does dam hamakan mean? My kedam hamakan. I mean, as we're going to see, that they were extremely, extremely sensitive to variations in coloration. So, what I mean, to say dam hamakan could be anything. What do you mean by dam hamakan? Omer of Yudam Shmuel, we mean kedam shor shachut. We mean the blood that comes out of shechita when you're shechting a shor. Now, many learn that this is dafka a shor. If you're shechting something that is not a shor, then the dam is a different color, and that dam would not be metame mishum nidas. And this, together with some other questions that we're going to have, raises some very serious issues, because we know that wherever we have an ability to be tayla a ketam on something, we're tayla. So we say, let's say that this, remember we had it earlier. Hardami Echaatya. Beshuk shel tabachim. What do you mean, Beshuk shel tabachim? What were they selling in Shuk shel tabachim? Chicken? They were selling in Shor Shachut? In other words, we were willing to say that she was mitaseket with a chicken. She was mitaseket with a oaf. So how could we possibly have identified a ketem, which must have been Shor Shachut, if it means specifically a shor, with the chicken that she was cooking in her home? Wouldn't be the same color. This is a very serious problem throughout the sugya. That on the one hand, we're giving very specific definitions of what colors we mean, and on the other, we seem to be very, very loose with how it is we would be tailored these colors. Let's go through the sugya and see. What? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. So, We're going to see. The truth is that there are Rishonim who say, even though it says Shor Shachut, it means a Shechita of any kind. It doesn't mean necessarily Shor. V'lema Kedam Shechita. No, if it would have said Kedam Shechita, this is their Raya, by the way. The Rashba brings it as a Raya. What do you mean, say Kedam Shechita? We don't want to say Kedam Shechita. We want to say Kedam Shor Shachut. Exactly. So when you're asking Kedam Shechita, so what would be the problem with just saying that? Oh, the problem would be that if you would have said Kedam Shechita, I would have said any of the blood that comes from a Shechita, whether it's the initial cut or whether it's 5 minutes later when the blood is dripping out, which is not the same color. So therefore, Kamashman Kedam Maka, meaning Kitchilat HaKa'asha Sakit, the first cut of the knife, that's considered to be the color we're looking for. Ulo Amar, Kedam Tzipor Chaya. Not a bird that you've killed with Shechita, but you make a cut. That cut is where it's red, not where it's dead. Some learn, by the way, that these are not machlokas in the Rishonim and the Taina, that each one of these shitot is the marshal that they personally used to be baidek with for their talmidim. It was whatever was matsui, but it did not mean lafuke the others.
There's a color of ruby called pigeon blood.
What's it called?
A pigeon blood.
Pigeon blood.
It's a different red.
Right. Interesting. Iboilo, when you say chaya, you mean alive or do you mean lively? So is it chaya lafuke shachut or dilma lafuke kachush? You mean like it's a nice fat and really had a lot of good red-blooded. You mean a good red-blooded bird. I don't know. Ziri Amar Rebbe Chanina, it's like the blood from a head louse. Kedama kolet shal rosh. Now here's where we get into the problem. Meitvei hargama kolet harizet tolama. It says over here she could be tela her ketem if she had squished a louse. Mashrei louse. My love the kolet gufa. No, it must mean rosha. Of course. The whole sugya we had before, we were talking about pubic lice. We were talking about maybe Ritzvah Shamash. We were talking about finding a louse on the aid that he was baited with. I mean, so what's a head louse doing in the pubes? Doesn't make sense.
It's a different species of
Yeah, so again, this becomes, that's what it's saying. Shorosh, Badafka Shorosh means a different color. Here, too, is another indication. Of course, the Gemara always plays this little shtick. Ami Vardina. Of course, Ami Vardino was called Ami Vardino because he was the color of a rose. And then the Gemara describes what would Ami Vardino look like? You know, and it gives a much, it gives like how you're supposed to set up the coloration to get a sense of what was the color of Ami Vardino. It's the middle of the sugya. I'm telling you, the strange, very strange thing. Anyway, so Ami Vardino says, now listen, you know, you guys are not being sufficiently careful with your colorations here. We're talking about a cut in your little finger which had already healed and then got recut on the second time around. And when I say that, Kedam Etzbak Tanashayat, that first was Nakfa, then was Chayta, then was Chazav Nakfa, and I'm not referring to just anybody. It's got to be a young man that never wasted his energy with women. Shalona Sa'isha. Once he's already married, he's no longer really red-blooded anymore. And if he's already post-teenage, he's too old to have really good color red blood. So he can only be below 20, unmarried, and this has got to be the second time that he's hit the same finger, and only that in the same place, and now we can really get an indication of exactly the color that we're talking about.
Is this the name
for
Bilbo? Which way does it go?
What?
Is it Ami Vardina in the name of Bilbo?
Ella what? What else could it mean? It always means that when it says it like that.
Okay.
Anyway, Meitvei. And here we get once again into the problem of Tliya. It says, if a woman was sleeping in a bed with her husband or her son, and they have a maka, Rashi understands, they have a maka on their body. So then she can be tola in her son or in her husband. Now, I mean, her husband that isn't married to her is a little bit difficult. Now, you said it would have to be a boy. Maybe he's under 20. But if he's her husband, then he is married. And according to what you just said, Ami Vardina, If he's married, it's the wrong color blood. So how could you be tailing that blood in him? A great question. Bibna. So Bishleim Bibna Mashkachatla. But Ba'ala Eichem Mashkachatla. Pashat says we're not going to marry Yitzchak. She got married to him, but they never slept together. So the boy still got his red blood that he hasn't wasted. And therefore, she was in the Chupavalonivala, so she could be Taila in Bala. That's right, but he had a sore before. So there was already blood that was the correct color. So again, we're talking about, here we're talking about matching. We're talking about matching, and that means that we can't just say, stam, that we're going to be Makil at any kind of match, because then we're talking about being Taila, means specifically and directly. So one approach to all of this is that we, in fact, will not be Taila on a Ketan if we have the two to match up together. But if you're telling me that there was Dan, and the Dan that you want to match to it is not Bifanecha, or the Ketan is not Bifanecha, you're not mechuyev to match it up directly. So if she's presenting this Dan, and we have this Dan from the Ba'ala or Bana, so then it would be a problem if it didn't match. So Inechinami, according to that, if you are checking a ketem and you have the source of the thing that you want to be tailor the dam and the ketem from in front of you and it doesn't match, then you can't be tailor the dam and the ketem. There is such a Rav Nachman Amar, the way to tell the right color dam is kedam hakaza. It's when you're taking a bloodletting and you fill up that syringe. That is the color of the dam of the nida that the Torah was matame.
It's dark.
Meitve maaseh v'tala Rebbe Meir b'kilor. And Rebbe was tala b'sraf shikma. This is crazy. If you're telling me the only thing is this really deep red blood, so then how could Rebbe possibly have said that this plaster kilor, which is reddish, but it's certainly not similar to dam nidot, and if dam nidot has to be dark, deep red, Rebbe is going to say sap from a sycamore tree? Yeah, it's a little red, but it sure isn't dam hakaza. And I'm assuming that when he was tela dam adom. No, who's to say? Maybe it was the other damim that we were talking about. Ashar damim. So maybe that is similar to other damim. But you're right. The color that we call red in the Mishnah is this color red. Now, Amema, Marzutra, and Ravash, we're all waiting in line there by the barbershop to get a bloodletting. So Aviyatim Kalimun. Shakrile Karnaka Maita La Mema. So take out the first syringe of blood from Amema, and the guy, the barber, shows it to him. So Amema says to his friends, hey, this is the Adom that the Mishnah was referring to. Adom de Tzan Kiai. Then the barber takes out another syringe from Amema. And then Amema says, no, this is not good. This is already Ishtani. The second syringe is the wrong color. So it's changed. Omar Ravashi, well, I guess that locks me out of this. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. You're going on at the Loyadana Ben Ayla. I do not see the slightest difference between those two syringes. So I guess this is one area I ain't ever going to paskin. Lo mi boile le mechzei dam. I'm the wrong guy to paskin a mara of dam. So we're talking about some really serious sensitivity here, which lemaisa can be learned. In other words, the artists do this. They learn to distinguish millions of different colors. I mean, yeah, but you know, the layman sees it, looks the same to me. I don't know, it's red, you know.
Thousands and thousands of different.
When you paint your house, you ask for what? You know, what color white? Yeah, it's white. Right. Well, we don't attempt to see the difference between them. We attempt only the very broad strokes, which the clown out of them. The least bit of them. Yeah. Chamisha damim tmeim veisha. Adom, ha-shakor, u-chaker, ha-kon, u-chimimei adama, u-chimazun. Bet-shamay omrim, av kimimei tiltan, u-chimimei basar tzvi. Bet-yilel said, no, they're matired. הירוק, הקווה במהלל על מטעמי, וחכמים מטעמים. אומר רבי מאיר, well, at least אינני מטעמים שום קטם, you should at least be מטעמים שום משקה. רבי יוסי אומר, no, לא כך ולא כך. Now, when we say אדום, what do we mean? קדם המכה. When we say שוקור, we mean כחרד. עמוק מכן טמא, דיה מכן טהור. And when we say כקרן חרקום, we mean כברור שבו. When we say כממי אדמה, we mean אדמה from בקעת בית הקרן. And how do you check? Your mates of mine and Claudia. כמזוג, what do we mean? שני חלקים מים ואחד יין, מן היין השרוני. But בכלל מנולנטי קדם טהור באישה. דיום הכל דם דעתי מן הטמא. אומר רבכם רבר יוסף, אומר רבי הושעיה, אומר הקרוא כי יפלא ממך דבר למשפט, בין דם לדם, which must mean, בין דם טהור לדם טמא. נו, אני תמיד זה, but it's בין נגע לנגע, I mean that also, בין נגע טמא לנגע טהור, וכי תמא, why not? What do you mean, why not? Because it's not such thing, נגע טהור מעיקה. וכי תמא, why not? כולו הפך לבן, that's טהור. Yeah, but the Torah doesn't call it a נגע anymore. Calls it a boak. Ella, what are you going to admit? Benige Adam, Benige Batim, Benige Begadim. And within those three sets, you'll have machlokas. But of course, all three sets are tameim. So, achinami, ben dam nida, ledam ziva, vukulam tameim. Ay, my, bishrim atam ikalif luge, in all three sets. That's it. Benige Adam, you'd be arguing about the plukta Rabbi Yeshuva Rabban. Tetzan imer kadam leser lavan tameim. Ser lavan kadam lever tor. Safek tamei, Rabbi Yeshua Mer keha. V'yomar Rava keha means that it's now diluted and it's tahor. V'nigei batim also, maybe they'll be arguing, let's say, to pluk the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. To tzan Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Omer, le'olam ein avaya tamei, ad sheyera'e kishnei girsin al shnei avanim, b'shnei kotalin, b'keren zavit, which means that the total orech is kishnei girsin, and the total rochav is kigris. Where do you get that from? My time rose over Shimon. Ktiv kirot. Ezo kir kishu kishne kirot. Ave omer. Zeker and zavit. And he gave a gadim also. We know there's machlokas. And how about the machlokas Rabbi Yonatan ben Avtumas and Rabbanan? That's not. Rabbi Yonatan ben Avtumas omer. Minayin lepricha begadim. Shehi tehora. Neema karacha begabacha begadim. Neema karacha begabacha beadam. So just like beadam, mala alam parak bekulotahor. Afkanami parak bekulotahor. But if you're going to tell me that it means dam, midah, dam, ziva, and there's no zidam tahor leka, what are they arguing in that we're talking about over here? You don't know. We have a second mommy, but my plea gate. Again, this doesn't literally mean but my plea gate. Because obviously, the one that says, what do you mean, but my plea gate? There have been chelik and the machlokas hakavim and malalo and the chachamim. No, what's wrong? But in other words, the very fact that you need to accept that beidav adam is benogea if it's Torah or Tameh. That there is such a thing as Dam Torah. Okay, so then they have what to argue about. If they don't have such a thing, then they don't have what to argue about. It's not that we're really saying at the end that the meaning of the pasuk Bein Dam Ladam is Bein Dam Nidas Dam Zivas. Not that it doesn't mean that there's Dam Torah. Okay. In other words, it doesn't mean between Dam Torah and Dam Tamei. It means exactly what it meant by Nega. So Afka Nami, so Blempa by pleading. Wait a minute, so, good, I accept, but you might have turn down to me. Omer Rabbi Avo, well, it's a given that it's Adom. Yomer Krava Yeru Moav Adamayim Adumim Gedam. Lamim Adam Adom. So maybe that's all. Adom Vetul. Omer Rabbi Avo, Omer Krava, Dameha, Dameha, Harekan Arba'a. It says in Mishnah HaMishah tonight. Omer Rabbi Chanina, no, it's really only four. The Shachor is really Adom. It's just that it was Lokha. Tanin Amiyachi, Shachor Kicheret, Amok Miken Tame, Deha Afilo Kikol Tahor, Veshachor Ze Lomit Hilato Mashkir, Elekishenekar, afterwards with Mashkir, Mashaladam Makal, Shenekar Mashkir, Bet Shamayomim Afki Be Me Tilta. So what? Let Lu Bet Shamay Damea Damea, Rekan Arba? Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Ibait Ema Letlu, and they have some other Makar. Or Ibait Ema Itlu. And maybe just like below Rabbi Chanina Shachor Adomu Ela Shelakah, so that's what they're saying. Maybe Til Tan is Dam. There was Lakah. Beit Hillel Matarim. They're just repeating the Tanakama. I'm not even Eretz Tlot. הירוק. וכאן נראה נתני, ולאט לו לקו ידעני, אדמי הרקע נרבה, could be, or could also be that איתה, but the same way the רומר רבי חנין השחור is really אדום, אלא שלקח, חינמי, מילקו דלוקי. וחכמים מתארים, but again I נתן הקמי, כבין אין לתלות. אומר רבי מאיר, look, if you're not going to be מתאמי משום קטע, at least be מתאמי משום משקה, which means what? אומר רבי יוחנן, means that ירד רבי מאיר לשיטת הקווה בן מעלל, and he decided he agrees with it. See, first he was מתאמי. So he's tying to the Rabbana, look, I understand, need איך את הקום השכחת קטם ירוק המונה. You're going to say, who say came from her? Fine, I agree. But if you know that the dam is coming from her, and it's Yarok, and it's Bigufa, so why do you disagree? Tetame? No, come on, that's not what he's saying. What is mashke? It should say, Metame Mishum Ro Am, you boil it. Okay, but second take. Lohi Kamanu. Nei Eka de Kokhazia Dam Yarok, Mi Karai, understand, Lomitam Ito. But how about if she was already a Nida? Okay, she was Chazya Dam Adom, or she's a Zova. Now, she's Chazya Dam Yorok. So, I mean, why is it any different than Mashka Zov? Let it be to Tamei, Midi Dave a Mashka Zov Zava, Verabonan. It has to be Dubi de Rok. Just like Rok is Mita Agel Vyotze, of course you Mita Agel Vyotze. La forget that Mita Agel Vyotze, because it drips out. Ooh, that's a good point. So, Yach Shepard, come on, Rabbana, Rabbi Meir. Ella, take three. How can you come along? Va'avi ki mashkel akshirat ha-zra'im. Was Rabban and Taina? No. Zra'im has to be like Mayim, and there has to be a remez in a pasik, like Dam Chalalim Yishte. This is not Dam Chalalim, Leka. Ooh, that's again up a good time. Z'yofi. Sharpa come along, Rabban and Rabbi Meir? No. Because Rabbi Meir was tying to them, instead of learning it out from Dam Chalalim Yishte, why not a full big zera shava? K'tiva ha-shalachayich pardes rimonim. Uchtivata v'sholeach ma'im apnechut. So you see, the lashon of shalach is a lashon of water. V'rabanan, yeah, very nice for your college class. So Adam can be done kavachom rabatzma, it can't be done exera shavim yatzma. Rabbi Yosef Yomer, lo kach v'lo kach. You're just repeating the Tanakama. Kamash from man Tanakama Rabbi Yosef. V'chol omer davar v'shem amro, v'vigu la l'olam. Ezeu Adam kedam hamakah. What dam amaka? Om Rabbi Yom Shur kedam shor shachut. So then just say kedam shchita. No, because the amak kedam shchita meaning kekula shchita, and that wouldn't be true. Kamashma kedam hamaka meaning ketchilat haka'a of the sakin. Ulama kedam tzipor chaya. When you say chaya, is that literally alive? It doesn't mean it's lively. Lafuki shachut or dim lafuki kachush. Take it. Ziri Om Rabbi Chanina kedam ma'akolat charosh. By the way. Over here, it's a problem. What is that makah mean? It's difficult to believe that we call that a makah. Unless the word makah, the Aruch HaNer suggests, maybe the word makah is the base of ma'akolet, that which is the makah, you know. So maybe. It's hard to believe. Maybe. Harga ma'akolet areze toleba, ma'ilab de kule gufa, lo de rosha. Ami Vardino, Rabbi Aboho, Kedam Etzba Ketana Shel Yad, Shenakfa V'chayta, and then Chazrav V'nakfa, the second time around, oh, and by the way, Lo Shal Kol Adam, he's got to be a Bachur, Shalom Asayisha, and by the way, can't be too old, he's got to be a teenager. V'yad Kama Ad Ben Esrim. Meitve Tola Bivnao Biba'ala. I mean, Bishmei Bibnao, okay, Bashkachadla, that he's a teenager and so on. But Ba'ala, how could he not be married to her if he's her husband? Amram Nachum Bar Yitzchak, well, he's married to her technically, but he never consummated the marriage. Kegon Shenichasa L'chupa V'lo Nivala. Rabbi Nachman Omer, Kedam HaKaza. Meitve Ma'asev Tola Rabbi Meir B'kilor. It doesn't look anything like Dam HaKaza. And then Rabbi Tola B'sraf Shikma. My love, Adam. No, I shall not mean. A memer, Marzut Ravashi, Aviatakami Umna. Shakile Karna Kamaitala, Mema Chaz, Omalo. Oh, this is the other that's not in the Mishnah, Kihak. Shakile Akrite, Omalo. No, not this one. This one is Ishtane. Om Ravashi, well, Kigon Anna, the lawyer, Dana Ben Haila Hai, Lomi Baila Mikhazet, Omal. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Today's daf is daf Yotes and Nida, daf Shin Samachay. However, we sort of ran out of energy a little bit yesterday. We're on daf Yotes and Beis. And we were talking about Rav Yochanan and why it was that Rav Yochanan said that there were only three places where we would consider a rov to paskin of Vadai. We gradually forced Rav Yochanan into a corner so that couldn't have been talking about Isser, he had to have been talking about Tuma, and he couldn't have been talking about Tuma in general, he would have to be talking about Tuma of Benashi. And he couldn't have been talking about all Tuma of Benashi, he must have been talking about only Tuma notion that are referred to in a Brisa or in a Mishnah. And then we got to the question of what precisely is it that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to tell us not to think. I mean, it's all very nice to say that there are three cases, and there's no particular meaning in saying there's three cases, unless he wants to teach us there are cases where we should not think that the Rov Paskins of Vadai. It can't be, said the Gemara yesterday, simply that where you have a chazok connected the Rov, that then the Rov wouldn't Paskin Vadai, because that was something that Rav Yochanan had said clearly separately, and that was in the machlokas between him and Reish Lakish in the case of the Tinok that was Mitapechet. And there was an Isa that was found by Yada. So what exactly then is the Gemara wants to know? That's what we're up to, is what is the case where Rabbi Yochanan is trying to tell us, do not think that the Rov is going to tell me the Din of Vadai. So the last words that we heard were Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein zu chazakash sarfin alav et hatruma. So in other words, the chazak where you have a Rov against it is not a case a rover, you have a chazok against it, is not a case that we should learn is avada. Ella, so here we are now 10 lines up at the bottom. Ella lema'ute ruba de Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell me is that this is going to become a rather expensive habit.
Teacher's
pet. I don't think that this is a good idea, seriously. It's not.
The weather.
Look at the sun is out. You're not optimistic. Maybe on the contrary. All right. Thank you very much. What is this?
Must be sugar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is creamer.
Creamer. This is creamer.
This is sugar.
Sugar. Okay. So therefore, what is the case? The rove of the case of Rabbi Yehuda, that is considered to be a rove that is not meant to be a vadai. Referring to what? To Tanakh. Hamapilit chaticha, a woman who expels from her womb a piece of flesh doesn't have any particular shape of a fetus. Im yesh ima dam tmiya, v'im lav Torah. According to the Tanakhama, a piece itself is not considered to be a tame. However, if there was dam with it, this is not considered to be leida, but if there's dam with it, that dam is a regular dam nida. But the thing itself is not considered to be mitame. Comes along now Rabbi Yehuda to say, Benkachu benkach tmeah, that in any event, it would be tummy. Now that sounds like he's saying that there would be a tumah of leida. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur to explain that not at all. Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda b'chaticha shel arba minei damim. It's not that the chaticha itself is considered to be a leida. It's that the chaticha is considered to be coagulated blood. So in other words, if you have a chaticha that has the coloration, as we are about to learn in the next Mishnah, this is the introduction already to our next Mishnah, of the various four types of dam, four colorations, then it would be tummy. Abau, however, shalshar minim, if it would be of any other color of types of dam which would be tohar by an isha as dam, they would be tohar as a chaticha. And comes along Rabbi Yochanan to say, shalarba minay damim, divrei hakol tumeya, that understanding of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel cannot be true. If Lamaisa, this was a chaticha that had a coloration of real dam,
How would anybody argue? Of course, this would be nidus. On the other hand, if it would be dumb, that we'll see in the next mission is not considered color, that's not considered to be matame at all, nobody would ever say that it was matame either. The question is only lo nechel kola kishi pila ve ina yodat mai pila. We're talking about over here that something was mupelet. However, before we had a chance to examine the coloration, and coloration is something that requires great sensitivity to paskin, as we'll see, and therefore we cannot rely stam on anecdotes as to what this was. We have to see it. So Rabbi Yehuda of Azil batar rov chatichot, v'rov chatichot shel arba minei damim avyan. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, in general, if you have a case like this where we're not talking about fetus, where you have pieces, you're talking about pieces of blood. And therefore, we should say that it's tame. V'rabbanan savrei azil batar rov chatichot lo amrina. We don't say such a thing because there's no klal that would have a din of dam. It comes along Rabbi Yochanan to say, by the way, despite the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says over here that you go baser rov, this is not one of the cases that we would say that this is such a clear rov that it paskins a vadai to be seref truma v'kachar. The rov that we're talking about are the other rov by Isha that occurs in a Mishnah or Braisa in which we have a true, well-established rov. And now, after our introduction of the fact that there are different colors of dam, comes along the Mishnah to tell us, Chamisha damim tmeim tisha. There are five colors of blood, which the Torah says a woman would become tamei with to her husband. And almost everybody, except for a strange sheet of the Sefer Achinuch that nobody agrees to, almost everybody holds we're talking about true dam that comes from the Makor. It doesn't matter how much under a microscope it's dam. The Torah defines dam that's tameh to be metameh and isha as anida only with particular colorations that are obvious to the eye. And those are five colors. Again, none of this is nogea, by the way, lahalocha, because or almost not nogea lahalocha, because we don't distinguish nowadays between colors. We'll see even in the Gemara, between colors of types of red. We don't distinguish. And even in the Gemara already, there were Amorayim that were saying, I don't see any difference between this red and that red. And it takes a great deal of training to have that level of sensitivity already in the time of the Rishonim. They weren't being done in colorations of red, although we do have a lot of dinim that have to do with dam. It's only dinim that have to do with whether it's considered to be red at all. Once it's considered to be red, we're not marked bedafka on the colorations of red in the Mishnah.
We're talking
about ketem
here?
No, maris. We'll see. Rabbi Meir brings in the issue of ketem in the Mishnah, which we'll talk about. That's a separate issue, which tomorrow we'll discuss. Today, we'll see that today.
The colors on the medica cloth, basically.
Yeah, correct. Chamisha damim tmeim b'isha ha'adom. So actual red, and the Gemara is going to define what is meant by actual red. Hashachor, black. All of these are going to be defined later on. Uchekeren karkom. Now keren karkom, there's two lashonas of keren karkom. One, Rashi's actual, his opening chat is not Karen in the sense of rays of Karkom, but rather a Karen Zavit, in other words, the corner of a garden in which Karkom is growing. Karkom, by the way, the Rambam says is a Zafran, and Zion, probably Saffron, which is a little bit problematic because of the coloration. I mean, the Saffron flower is red, but not the seeds that from Saffron are red. I think Gemara at Smash was talking about leaves, which is strange because the leaves are not red. But in any event, Rashi's opening shot is that the gross effect in a garden in which karkom is growing, and a particular element of the karkom, gives off this particular hue of red. And that's considered to be red. Actually, we'll see in the Gemara when we zero in on this that it could very well be talking about one of the particular elements of the flower of the saffron. So some of the, actually, but some of the pollen, in other words, of the saffron itself. Uchim meme adama, again, the Mishnah is going to explain exactly what we're talking about. The Gemara will explain in great detail what we're talking about. Ki meme adama, water mixed with, earth, in particular, from a particular place that has a reddish hue, that is mixed with water. And then kimazug, wine, again, from a particular place that is mixed to a particular proportion, all to be explained. And those are the four marot. Beit Shammai omrim. Beit Shammai says, af kimeimei tiltan uchimeimei basar tzli. Even if you have something that is lesser red, such as fenugreek, which is now soaked in water, or when you're making a barbecue and basar tzli gives off that reddish exudance, which is clearly not mamish dam, that's also considered to be a mara of dam. Beit Hillel mitarim, Beit Hillel says that's tahor, which is strange because that isn't adding anything. The Tanakham already explained that that's tahor. Who was going to be bothered by what exactly is Beit Hillel adding? Hayarok. How about when it comes to yarok? There are kaga ben mahalala is mitame and the chachamim are mitarim. There's almost everybody holds that yarok that's mentioned in the Mishnah certainly is not what we call green. It's rather what was the standard yarok in the time of the Gemara, because green is always called yarok ikarti, leek type green. In many societies, green includes the spectrum between the yellows, turquoise, and green, all included in one color. So the yarok ikarti is not what's being referred to over here, but rather yarok in the sense of a yellowish, a bright yellow that has in it overtones of red. There is one shita, the Miri shita, which is that on the contrary, everybody's maida, that yellow with overtones of red is certainly a type of adon. And on the contrary, that we're talking about over here, yarok that tends towards the green. And that's when Akavi ben Mahalal is, even that is being matami. And the basis for that, actually, we'll see in the Gemara, that Akavi ben Mahalal's addition of yarok may well be based on the degenerate dam. In other words, something that turned greenish. And that already is very possible when you have decaying tissue, that it could be actually green kiderecha karti. In any event, Akavim and Mahal is mitani, v'chachomi mitari. Again, what is the being added by chachomi mitari, since it was clear in the Tanakhama that chachomi mitari, because the only was the four marot, which clearly do not include yarok, and this too the Gemara is going to be bothered by. Omar Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Meir, well, look, at least, I understand that you don't want to be Matami Amara like this because of the Ketem, but at least we should be Matami it because of Mashker. This doesn't seem to make any sense. Generally, it sounds like he's saying that, well, perhaps you look at this Dom as something which, if you find it on a Beged, you can think of plenty other ways it could have gotten there. Because a color like that would be more likely to come from somewhere else, like a leaky pen or some laundry detergent, and less likely to be dam. Now, I understand that, but at least let's be matami at mishum. The word mashke is a little bit strange. I think Gemara is going to be bothered with, and we'll see what type of interesting shopping we have on that. Rabbi Yossi says, Lokach v'lokach. That it's not tomei in any way. Ezehu Edom. When we talk about now Adom, we said red. That was our first color. What is that? That's red kedam hamakah. Again, it's not clear what type of makah you're talking about. The Gemara is going to talk about that in detail. When you say shachar, what type of black do you mean? We mean kecheret. Kecheret is what is used to give the black coloration to ink. Generally, it's understood to be cupric sulfate, and it's very, very dark, and we're talking, in other words, about a deep black color. A mok mikain tamei, if it's any deeper black than that, it's also tamei. Dehamikan, if it's lighter than that, then it's tahar. Ukhikaren karkol means kibarur shabo. The brightest type of, either you hold it means the leaves, or it means the brightest part of the flower. It's meaning the most reddish of the karkom is what we're talking about. Kimeme adama is talking about not just any adama, but adama that comes from Bikat Beit HaKerem, and you put just enough water, the proportion of here is just enough water that after it's all the water has been absorbed by the soil, that there's enough water to just go directly above it and not be absorbed, and then you mix it. Kumazug is talking about two parts water to one part wine, and what wine are we talking about? Minayayin ha-sharoni, wine that comes from the Sharon, where the soil is very fertile, it's very rich, and the grapes are very deeply reddish. Says the Gemara, first of all, how do you know there's such a thing as dam that is tahar? I mean, the Tzara gives us a din of a nida. I mean, I get sort of a chutzpah to start saying, well, you know, if it's red enough, then it's blood. I mean, well, what does that mean? I mean, you know, look at it under a microscope. Does it has all the ingredients of dam? I mean, what's the difference, really? Who says that dam can be tahar at all? Dilma kodam da'asim mina tamei. I mean, maybe dam is dam, that's all. Amar Reb Chama bar Yosef, Amar Reb Oshia, no. Because it's clear in the Torah that there's got to be types of blood that are tahar. Because otherwise, how do you understand in the whole parasha of Zaken Mamre, where it says, Ki yipalei mimcha davar lamishpat bein dam ledam? What do you mean bein dam ledam? How can you have an argument between the Sanhedrin and the Zaken Mamre about dam? What is he going to argue? He can't argue about whether the Torah says that dam is matami anida, because if he argues about something beferush in the Torah, it's not, there's not going to be a Zaken Mamre at all. That's just an idiot. So it's got to be that there's some subtlety in the nature of dam that can be the subject of a machloket. So clearly there is dam that isn't dam in terms of the halakha. Folks.
To the principal.
Huh? Are you doing okay? You have your homework?
Wait a second, let me check.
You have your homework or not?
I left it at home.
Oh, the dog ate it again. Fine. So it's got to be that there's dam tahor and dam tameh, says the Gemara. Well, who says? I mean, it also says in the parasha of Zaken Mamre, they nega le naga. So now what does that mean? You're going to tell me. That means that they're arguing about whether there's a type of nega that's tahar. I mean, is there such a thing as a nega that's tahar? Hachinami be nega tami and nega tahar? V'chitei mahachinami. You'll tell me why not. I mean, there's sometimes a nega is tahar, sometimes it's not, no? No. You tell me such a thing. Nega tahar mi'ika. Where do you see the Torah ever uses the word nega when it's tahar? You'll tell me, well, what about the pasuk kulo hafach lavan taharu? Over there was talking about a mire that's a nega, and it spreads over the entire body, and now it's called tahar, so there's a nega that's tahar. No, because once it's established as tahar, the Torah calls it borakhu taharu. So borak is the way that the Torah would refer now to even the same Mara that was previously called a Nega is now called a Boak. So the meaning of a Nega is a Pigia that is Tamei. So you're not going to tell me that Be Nega La Nega means between what is called a Nega Tamei and what is called a Nega Tar. So therefore, what does it mean?
It feels like it was an extra step here. It could have just said, you
want to
say this? No.
Yes, I mean, that's your soul's issues over here, if you take a look at it. V'chitem, what are you going to say? You're going to say that it means bein nig'e adam l'nig'e batim l'nig'e begadim. It's not the pshat bein nega l'nega. It's the pshat between a nega that start a nega tame. Bein nega l'nega means whatever type of nega it was that was brought in front of the Sanhedrin. Nige Adam, Nige Batim, Nige Begadim, whatever. See, here too, means the same thing. Bain dam madab. Bain dam nida. Bain dam lida. Bain dam ziva. An argument about dinim of a nida, dinim of a zava, and so on. But what makes you think that the dam itself would be called tahor? There's no reason to say such a thing. All of which, of course, would be tmeim. So sit inside. Ela, but of course, by definition, kulam tmeim, hachanami, bein dam nida, ledam ziva, but kulam tmeim, obviously. It's not the dinim of the dam, it's the dinim of the nida, the dinim of the zava. Ah, oh, now come on, hi, my. Bishlema hasam, ikala fluge, benige adam. I mean, there are machlokasin that can be applied to nige adam. In other words, you could say, somebody comes with a nega, and now we have a case where there's sa'ar lavan in the nega. When they supak at the sa'ar lavan is a siman of tuma. If there's a hair rich, yeah. It's white, so it's not. Fine. There's a machlokas if it's a suffix as to whether the sa'ar lavan was there first, or the nega was there first. And it's, maybe that's what came to the Sanhedrin, and there's a machlokas between the Zake Mamre, who is paskening one way, he's being mako, and the Sanhedrin, who is being machmer, what are they arguing? In that? For instance, they could be arguing the machlokes of Rabbi Yeshua Rabbanah. Titzlam, im baheret kodem l'sar lavan tameh. If you have the nega, and then the hair now grows white, that's tameh. But if someone had a white hair around which grows a nega, then of course it's not a simen tumah in the nega. So if the sar lavan was kodem lebaher, then it's tohor. If it's a safek, it's tamei. Rabbi Yoshua says keha. It's a very strange lashon. Keha means it got lighter. Well, my Rabbi says it doesn't mean that there's a change, a physical change in the nega. He means treat it as if it's lighter than it would have been, meaning it's darker. Lighter in the sense of less of a nega. It's no longer as brilliantly white, and therefore it's kehava tahor. So that could be what they're arguing in. Not about the big such a thing as a nega tahor, or by nige batim. Could also have a machlokas, for instance. Famous machlokas, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon of Rabbanan. Where does the nega and abayit have to be? We know that the shear of a nega and abayit is the total of two grisim, as opposed to nige adam, where it's a grease itself, which is a chatzipol. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he says, Le'olam ein abayit tamei ad sheyera'e k'shnei grisin al shnei avanim v'shnei kotalim v'keren zavit or kol k'shnei grisin v'rachbo k'gris. He holds Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Torah was only b'tamei abayis, where the nega comes out on the corner and affects two different stones at the corner, each one which has a gris. My time, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, what would lead him to say such a strange thing? Because the Torah says on the one hand, kir, it uses a lasha of kir, mar ehem shafal min hakir, that means a single wall. And yet on the other hand, katuv kirot. On the other hand, the Torah also talks about a lashon of bikirot habayit. Now, which one is it? Ah, ezo kir shukishne kirot. Where could we have a single place, which is, in essence, two walls, a corner? Haveo mezeker and zavit. Okay, so they're arguing about that machlokas. They come in with a bayit that has a nega, a machlokas, a zakin mamre, and a sanhedrin, whether if the bayit is tamei, like the Chachamim hold, you don't have to have it in the corner. And the Zake Mamre would insist, Alokas, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's not in the corner, the bayit is tar. Okay, says the Torah, he has a din of a Zake Mamre. You want to talk about the nega la nega of a beged? You can also have a machlokas, let's say, by nige begadim. You could be arguing in a machlokas between Rabbi Yonatan ben Aptumas and Rabbanan. For instance, here's what Yonatan ben Atumah says, Mimayim l'prichat begadim shehi tahora. How about if there was a nega in a coat, and then the nega spreads over the entire coat? In a human being, if that would be the case, it's parach kulo, it's tahor. If his entire body is covered, Then all of a sudden he becomes tar. Says Rabbi Yonatan ben Aphtumas, that's true about a beged as well. How do I know it? Because of a very strange usage of words that appears both by Nige Adam and by Nige Begadim. Ne'emar karachat v'gabachat b'begadim, which you have to admit is an awfully strange thing to say about a beged. We have beged karachat, a beged gabachat. I mean, the only possible explanation is that it's teaching us a link between karachat v'gabachat b'begadim, and it says the same lashon, be'adam karachat v'gabach b'karachto v'gabachto, ma'la halan parach b'kulo tohor, just like by a human being, a neg on the entire body is tar. Avkanami porach b'kulo tohor, therefore I say, says Rabbi Yochanan of Tumos, that on a beged, it would also be tar. Hello, also, what I don't understand is what you're trying to tell me here. Idam tohor leka, but my pligin. Tell me what argument they have here. I mean, their day nega la nega means whether you're talking about this type of nega, that type of nega. Explain to me what machlokas you could have about the dam of anina. Unless it's literally about the dam of anina, meaning there is dam that you could say based on a halacha that this dam is tahor and the Sanhedrin was arguing on you. Now, if there's no such thing as dam tahor in the Torah, then the Zakin Mamre again is arguing on the Torah. I mean, then he's on Zakin Mamre. So clearly there's a haskama that in principle there is dam tahor. Now the question is, which is dam tahor? So they're arguing now in one of the machlokas in the Mishnah, let's say. Is Yerok considered to be dam, or is it not considered to be dam? That type of thing, I understand, can come before the Sanhedrin, and you'll have a machlokas, the Zakin Mamre, and there explains the Torah that this is the din of Zakin Mamre. You have to listen to the Beit Din HaGadol. But certainly the only way to explain it is to say that there are in fact damim torim. So that proves to us that such a concept exists. Now, given that there is such a concept, what gives us the right to define those damim the way we did in the Mishnah? And that's the next thing we want to know. So ask the Gemara, now that we know this, Mimai Dahani Torin Vahani Tameim, how do we know that the ones that are listed in the Mishnah are considered to be the ones that are Tamei? Omar Rabbi Avudi, Omar Krova, Yu'u Mo'av, Tamayim Adumim Kedam. Lamemer, the Dam Adomu. We see that the Torah refers, as a matter of course, to blood as being red. Red as blood. So that tells us that the primary color that the Torah is makpid on is red blood and not blood that has all the other attributes of blood. It has to also have the reddishness of blood. Okay, so maybe that's it. Fine, red blood. Where do you get all this other stuff? Where do you get this black? Where do you get this lesser red that you're including, like karkom? I mean, who's to say that you have a right to do anything but really red-blooded blood? Well, Omre Be'avu, Omar Kra, Dameha, Dameha, Harekan Arba. The Torah repeats Mikor Dameha twice. Each Dameha is two. Dameha are bloods. So that means that there are definitely four levels of blood, all of which are red, and therefore we list in our Mishnah these four levels. By the way, the levels, according to most Mefarshim, are not simply levels in terms of red mixed with white. In other words, less or more red. But rather, they're also variations in hue, not just in depth. So, okay, but these are now the closest to the type of red that you would find in dam. So we take the four most similar to pure adam, and we make those the four bloods listed in the Mishnah. Problem is, says the Gemara, if I know how to count, there are five bloods listed in the Mishnah. So, v'anan chamisha, I mean, it says chamisha damim, I mean, don't understand how you could translate Damea Damea into Chamisha. Rabbi Chanina, one of the five is black, is it not? Black is not a different color. Black is red blood that has now congealed and has turned black, such as what happens to congealed blood after it congeals, it turns black. So therefore, the actually shachar is not another color. It's shachar is actually adum, ela shelaka. It's now degenerate red, and it looks black. Tanya amiochi.
Dry?
Yeah. Well, lakui, it doesn't necessarily have to be completely dry. Tanya amiochi, shachor ticheret, is what's called black. Amok nikan tamei. Veha, if it's any lighter than that, afilo kikichol, the kichol over here, according to almost all of the poskim, does not mean blue, it means black eyeshadow, and therefore,
The material.
Material kichol. And it's tahar. The shachar zeh, and here's the part that's important to us in this brisa. Shachar zeh lo mitchilato hu mashkir. When we're talking about black, it's not that it was black all along. Elekishenekar, it's after it leaves the body that it becomes now black. Humashfir. Mashallah damakas, like when you have blood that has come from a wound. Lekishenekar, humashfir. After it now is no longer part of the living system, it turns black. Beit Shammai omrim ad kimei mei tiltan. Now wait a second. Meitiltan is now a fifth level. I wonder if tears are included in blood. How maudlin can you get? So, Afkame Meitiltan, and we're going now to a fifth level. I thought we had a passage that says Damer, Damer. Where does he get now the right to expand his blood into something which is somewhat less red? Doesn't Beit Shammai hold of the passage? Maybe he doesn't. Tosus explains on Amud Beis that maybe he doesn't means not that he doesn't hold of Damer, Damer, because then otherwise you would only be able to say Adon. But maybe he doesn't hold that you're limited by Damea Damea. Maybe there's other psukim as well. Okay, Damea Damea is four. Now I have another remez, which maybe I'm not aware of, and that makes five, or whatever. So obviously he doesn't hold that we're limited only to Adon, then we'd be heading in the wrong direction here. Or if that's how we know you, or perhaps even Itlu, maybe he does hold that there's only four. But look, didn't Rabbi Chanina say before that from four comes five because black is actually red? Okay, so maybe that's what Beit Shammai holds about this tilta. He, Rabbi Chanina, said shachar adomu ela shalaka. So achinami milku udalaki. Maybe this was actually a deeper red. And Beit Shammai is saying that if it loses some of its reddish coloration because it's settling out of some compounds in the blood, nonetheless, Kimeme Tiltan is considered also to be what was once a very red blood. Beit Hillel Metaharin, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, Beit Hillel does not seem to be adding anything. I know Tanakama. The Tanakama said there's four. And you want to add a fifth. So why do I need Beit Hillel to say, no, we said only four. I mean, I also know that. So I know Tanakama. Ike Beinayudli Tulot. The Nafkamina is, when Beit Hillel says Taurin, he's adding a new level of tahara. Meaning that according to the Tanakama, when he said there's only four, again, four not including the black, and there was four types of red, those four types of red is the only dam that's vadai tome. But anything else we're machmer on, at least to be tailor, comes along to make sense, there's nothing to consider. It's completely tahara. It's not even a suffix. Hayorok. Akavya ben Malala mitameh. We have exactly the same issue with Akavya ben Malala as we did with Beit Shammai. Doesn't Akavya agree that it says Damea Damea limits you to four colors of dam? Arekan arba. Well, Vibhaitema letli, again, meaning maybe he's not limited by those four. Vibhaitema yitli, or we could say the same thing we said back in Beit Shammai. I mean, didn't Rebbe Chanina say Shachor is just a type of Adam? Maybe Akavi Ben Malavel holds that Yorok is degenerate Dom, and that actually it was really red. V'chachamim v'taharin, again, isn't that the same thing as Beit Hillel Metaher? I mean, what do I need the Chachamim to be Metaher? I know Tanakama. Ika
Benayo
Litlo. No, they're only arguing on Akavi Ben Malavel. So what's the point of repeating if we already know before from the Tanakama? Answers the Gemara. The same thing we said with the Tanakama was made that there was some kind of suffix still, the Gabi being Taylor, Truma, and Karchim, or to Asher, perhaps even on Baala, comes along, Mitzara suffix, comes along the Chachome of Akavi Ben Malavel to say, there's Bechlal no suffix. Omri Rabbi Meir, Enu Metame Mishum Keten, at least be Metame Mishum Mashkin. Now these words are really problematic. Well, what does that mean? Omri Rabbi Yochanan, look, the first thing is you have to note the word Im Enu Metame. I mean, Im Enu Metame is what you say when essentially you agree with something. And you're saying, well, at the very least. Right? In other words, it's your response to some argument in which you're saying, okay, but at least. Which means that Rabbi Meir must himself essentially agree with Akavi Ben Malala, because he's saying to the Chachamim, look, if you're not ready to go all the way with Akavi Ben Malala, how about at least this? So, in other words, actually, Arad Rabbi Meir Lishitat Akavi Ben Malala. Rabbi Meir himself came to the same conclusion that Akavi Ben Malala did, and he was himself Metame Dam, that was Yorok. So what then is he turning to the Rabbanan and saying, Im Eino? He's saying like this, look, Niyid Ehech B'Kamashkachat Ketem Yarok Amona, I understand Lo Tamid. I understand why you were willing to say that if you find some green stain on a piece of clothing, it's no longer a normal Ketem. Because, I mean, a green is not, if I found it, I know for a fact that a green came from a woman's womb, you can say one thing, okay. I understand that if you find it on a piece of clothing, it's more likely to have some other explanation. So then I can hear why you'd be arguing on Akavya. But I mean, at least, Hekra de Kachazia, Danya Rokmi Gufa, when you know for a fact that this green came from her body, why don't you agree with Akavya that it's also considered to be a type of dam? Says the Gemara, that can't be what he means, because how does mashke mean that? We never refer to blood coming from the body as mashke. He should have said, Yachi, Eino metame mishum ketem, metame mishum mashke. He should have said, metame mishum ro'ah, mibayile. That she's ro'ah as opposed to ketem. I mean, since when is mashke and ketem opposites? They have nothing to do with each other. Ro'ah and ketem are opposites. Ketem is where I find a stain, ro'ah is where I see the blood. But mashke, where is such a word? Okay, so scotch that. So what are we talking about? Elohi kamalahu. He must be saying to them like this. Nehi deheich de kochazia dam yarok bi'ikora lo tam'ita. I understand that you may disagree that dam yarok should be considered to be a dam that's metame. Fine. But how about where she's definitely Tmei'ah? Eche dechazi adam adom. She's definitely Tmei'ah. She became now a Zava with regular red blood, okay? Now she is bleeding this green gunk. So now you're saying that it's not Tamei. Why is it not Tamei? Why isn't it the mashke of a Zav? The spit of a Zav would be Tamei. So, isn't now, the spit of a Zava would be Tamei'ah, so isn't this at least a Mashke? So now, Hodar Chazit Dam Yarok, at least let her be Tamei'ah, let it be Metamei, meaning having a Mashke Zava Zavats, like any other liquids that come from the body. And the Rabbanan said that's not the rule. The rule isn't that liquids that come from the body are Tamei. The rule is that liquids that first are gathered in some organ or in some place, and then exuded from the body, such as rok, not something that dribbles like blood. So do me the rok, my rok shemit agel v'yotze. You need something that first gathers together in one place, and then comes out as one bit. That's considered to be a mashke. Of course shemit agel v'yotze, but this is not something that's mit agel, she's just bleeding along, it's dripping out. So that's not mit agel v'yotze? Oh, you know something, that's absolutely right. I mean, nobody argues on that. Yochi shapakam le rabban al Rebbe Meir. So, I understand Rebbe Meir couldn't have been arguing about that. That's 100% true. So therefore, that couldn't be what Rebbe Meir was saying. How would Rebbe Meir entertain the notion that green gunk is considered to be mashkat when it's clearly not mit agel v'yotze? All right, we need now another pshat yet. All right, so what's the pshat? Maybe like this. Maybe you're telling me it's not blood. Granted. Let's say, I mean, personally, I disagree, but let's say it's not blood. But at least let it be a mashke, meaning let it have a din of dam as one of the mashkin to be machshir zroim, because zroim that come in contact, it should be royal akabal tuma. Rabbanan say, no. How do I know that dam is machshir? From dam chalalim yishteh. To drink the blood of its enemies is referred to Yisrael, correct? But that's only dam chalalim, not this green stuff. So therefore, you don't have that over here. Why should it be machshir hazrayim? Ooh, that's a killer. I mean, that's true. The whole marker is only dam chalalim. Rebbe Meir couldn't have argued with that. That couldn't have been Rebbe Meir's argument either. Yochi shatakam le rabban Rebbe Meir. Oy, baboy. Okay, let's try another one. Elohachika amalu. Maybe what he's saying to the Chachomim is like this. Okay, I understand what you mean, that you can't include it under the general dinim of the Dam Adom. But nonetheless, afur b'gzera shava. Why don't you learn it out of Gzera Shava? It says, Shelachayich Pardes Rimonim. That is a reference to the dam of Nidos that is Shaluach from a woman. So in other words, that which comes from you turns you into a Pardes Rimonim, that just like if someone owns a Pardes Rimonim, they certainly lock it up. A woman who is bleeding locks herself up. And therefore, is zocha to the primigadim, which are children that are special, okay? So there, why should that be a mashma? Because it says, sholeach mayim al pnei chutzot. So the shalachayim, a reference to that which is expelled from the womb, is now to be learned from sholeach mayim al pnei chutzot, that such a type of dam is at least the same as water. So it should be matame. So you don't want to call it dam in terms of the dinim of dam, like samim, fine. But how about at least call it mashke? That it should be like mine. The Rabbanan say, look, it's very beautiful, Gzeira Shabbat. But from that. Correct. That's it's more of a gilui milsa. Adam dan kavachomer miatzmo. But ein adam dan Gzeira Shabbat miatzmo. You can, it's a very nice analysis of the words, but it's far more than you would have a right to say is a meaning of a drasha unless you were makabalit. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lokach velo, neither way. It's not mashka, it's not dam. I understand. So again, what's he adding? That's the Tanakhama said it's not. You're right. Hakamashma, man Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi. By arguing in this fashion, makes it clear that the one that has stood against for Rabbi ben Malalel all along is Rabbi Yossi. And why is that important? is why it's important. Now the Mishnah says very vaguely that the dam of a makah is red. What kind of makah? My kedama makah? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, and now we can see a further remez in the Shor Shachut Lefanecha in terms of the Chazaka, Keneged the Chazaka of the Isha Hasam Shor Shachut Lefanecha. Kedam Shor Shachut, it means the maka in which you shech a shor. Shor, we know, is very red blood. We know the differences between the various animals. That's why the blood of various animals, in terms of similarity to human blood. And the whole mice with the Yosef Atzadik, that they needed to match up the blood. So here it means like the blood of a shor, Bedavka. So wait a minute, that's not a maka, that's shchita. Then why don't you say kedam shchita? No. Because Yom kedam shchita avinina kukula shchita. I would have thought dam shchita means blood that comes out during shchita. Kamashwan kedam makah, it's that first, the first makah of the shchita. Kitchilat haba haka'ah shel sakin. It's like the first bit of blood that comes out after the knife hits it. And that is a different richness of red than the coloration later. Ula amar kedam tzipor chaya. Ula says it's talking about the color of a blood of a maka on a tzipor chaya. Tzipor chaya meaning what? Ibayu chaya, you mean that the maka is a bird that remains alive, that it's not shpita? Or chaya in the sense of a very healthy bird, lafuke kachush, teku. Not sure about that. Ziri omer v'chanina, it does not mean a makah. It means a makah in the same way that we refer to a kina as a ma'acholet. Makah is a kina.
What?
Kina?
Kina?
Louse. Kedam ma'acholet shavosh, like a head louse, bedavka, that color of red. But not if you have a louse that you squash a mosquito somewhere. That's the wrong red. It says that if a woman had crushed a louse, then she can assume that the blood that she has found over here is from that crushing. Mashma, any kind of louse? My lab de kule gufa. She killed a louse anywhere. Not dafka on her head. You said only a head louse is similar to the dam of Nidais. So how could she be Taylor in another louse? Says the Gemara, the Rosha. It's taken for granted. According to Ziri, it has to mean she killed a louse, meaning a head louse. Ami Vardino, Amri Abiyahu. Of course, it would certainly be Ami Vardino who would have said this. He's called Vardino because he was red like a rose. So he said, it's kedam etzba kitana, means a maka on your pinky that has gotten hit the second time in a row over here. That it was nakfa v'chaita, it was just healing, and ouch, there it goes again. V'chazra v'nakfa, now it got hit again. And not any old person's pinky. It has to be a bochur, shalona sa'isha. The guy's got to have all his red blood in him already. Not he's had it all worn away by women. And he can only be a youngster. At kamad ben esrim. He's got to be less than 20 years old. If he's less than 20 years old, has never slept with a woman, has hit his pinky, let it heal, and then hit it again. Now you're talking about the right color of dung.
That's observation.
Yeah. And Gemara, how could that be? Meisrei. Tola bivna ubibala. It says that if her son or her husband has a sore, and that might have bled onto a sheet or something, she can assume that the blood that's found on the sheet is from her son or her husband. Now, I would assume that her husband has probably known a woman. I mean, you could say the son is from another marriage, but I mean, her husband... I'm sorry, she shouldn't have red enough blood? Because he knows already about Sa'isha? So now, if that's a bishop, you can say, fine. Her son, maybe, is less than 20 years old, and so on and so forth. But Bala, where is she going to have a husband who's red-blooded enough to leave a stain that she could say, that's probably his, not mine? You'll have to say it's a second marriage where they went to the chuppah, but he hasn't had a chance to sleep with her yet. So he's a brand new husband. There he is, fresh and red.
19 years old.
Red meat, right? 19 years old, and he has a sore, so then she can be saved on that dam, but that's similar to dam nidas.
Why
is
nobody saying a second marriage?
Well, because her son, otherwise, is a very not nice boy. Yeah. Well, maybe he's either a son. She doesn't have a son.
Yeah.
All right. Rabbi Nachman Amar, Kedam HaKaza. It would be the way blood comes out in a vein when you're taking blood. And that's nice and red. Meise, Maaseh B'tola Rabbi Meir B'kilor. It was a time in which he was toila even on kilor, which is a chemical that's red, and Rebbe was toila in sraf shikma, and he said red blood would be similar to the resin of a sycamore. I mean, these are not, for heaven's sakes, this is bright red like you're talking about, less than 20 years old and so on. My lava adom. No. Remember, we were only coming to talk about what is red blood. We know what red blood is. You need a real red-blooded boy that's going to be red blood. These were the other bloods. These bloods were less than red blood. We talked about four maris of dam. The most adom was that. All of these cases. Dam and so on and so forth. But we're certainly not ready to say that adom here is like kilor asaf shikma. Ashar dami. It means other dam that is less red than this. That is already different. Ameimar marzut ravashi v'yasve kami umna. Ameimar marzut ravashi was sitting in a barbershop to have blood let. So shakwin karna kamaisala ameimar. So now he fills up the first syringe of Amemar's blood, and Amemar looks at it and says, now there we go, that is red blood, baby. That's Adam that's done. That's the red blood that the Mishnah is referring to. Then, and that's the, when it says Adam that's done in the Mishnah, that's Kihai. Then, Shakrili Akrita, they took now a second syringe full of blood. He said, forget it, this is no good already. Amelo Ishtini, this is not the same as the first one. So Ravashi, who was there, said, man, you got me. I don't see any difference between the first one and the second one. So guys like me could go on Anna, Deloya Dana bin Hailai, I can't see the slightest difference between one and the other. Lomi Boyle Lamikze Dama. I am obviously not suited for paskening these halachas. It must mean an awful lot of sensitivity more than I have.
Great
shooting up vampires. Poor guy. He's on trial every time.